three decades ago, a comic book series was released with a bit of a difference. Instead of portraying superheroes as impeccable with impeccable morals, it showed morally questionable super beings in an alternative universe where America had won the Vietnam War. That series was Watchmen, and now HBO has decided to give it another crack, adapting Watchmen into a TV series.
People who wear masks are driven by trauma. They're obsessed with justice because of some injustice they suffered. Ergo, the mask. It hides the pain.
I wear the mask to protect myself.
Right, from the pain.
Michael Boddie is with us as usual on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to you.
G'day, Hamish.
More masks. We've just finished the Masked Singer. We've got more of them.
And more big HBO product too. This is, it's an interesting thing. They've really got a sort of, they do a lot of stuff, but it seems now they're just going block, they're sort of shepherding blockbusters in one after another. If you think Game of Thrones into Succession and now into this one. So they're really going to have a sort of cultural impact globally because suddenly these big things are coming onto TV. This is on Fox Showcase on Foxtel. And it's an interesting one because it's not your normal comic book movie or adaptation, particularly at a time when Marvel films are being derided. It's created by Damon Lindelof, who was the co-creator of Lost and The Leftovers. And it's very much like The Leftovers in that it's sort of superheroes without superheroes, at least initially. And he said he's set this in a sort of alternate, sort of spinning off from the alternate reality.
Is there something in this for you if you're not into the superhero stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've got to say, that's the thing that sort of makes me a little bit wary. Not a huge fan of those types of films and series, but sounds like this is maybe a little different.
Yeah, it is, because it doesn't, and it's way different to the film, Zack Snyder's film of, I don't know, about 10 years ago now, which was very sort of other up in the galaxy and all that sort of stuff, people flying around. In the first two episodes, there's no one flying around and there's no obvious superheroes. In fact, it focuses on a vigilante detective played by Regina King. And it's very real. This alternate reality is sort of quite prescient. I mean, the president is their longest running president ever, Robert Redford, and that's Robert Redford, Robert Redford. It begins in the 1921 race riot in Tulsa, or massacre it was, and sort of shifts to the current day, 2019. And it's not dissimilar to modern America in that Redford's president, obviously, but it's very polarized. There's race riots and vigilantism, and the police are sort of a bit more macho and on the edge than previous. The big thing about the Watchmen is they're wearing masks. So the police got to a point where they had to wear masks because they were being picked off by the bad guys, and in turns the vigilantes or the white supremacists are wearing sort of Rorschach test masks as well. So there's a lot of masks. It's not Spider-Man, so don't let that put you off. But it's a very real, and the thing about Damon Lindelof is he's very smart in his cultural referencing, in his political referencing, and there's so much going on. It's sort of intricate. There's lots of references. It's not dumb comic books, which is sort of what the Marvel comics have become on film, just really boilerplate, dumb stuff. You know what's going to happen. A great cast: Don Johnson, Regina King, Tim Blake Nelson. Redford does pop up later, I think. This is really interesting. I'm going to really give this one a go. There's just a lot. It's textured and layered, and there's a lot of money on screen too, which is always a good thing.
I know you want to talk about a new series on Netflix, but I do want to ask, have you watched all of Total Control, this new ABC series? I know you'd previewed the first episode.
No, I haven't. I'm watching it on broadcast now. I got the first episode early. Why, Hamish?
A lot of hype. I love Deborah Mailman. The stakes don't feel particularly high so far in it. What's your view of it?
Yes, I agree. It does seem as though it's going down some familiar tropes, I suppose. It's an interesting one you say about stakes. You could say that's the problem with a lot of Australian drama, is that they're just not big enough. Now, that's a money problem, that's a finance problem, it's a screenwriting problem. But yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm not sure. I mean, it is the high levels of government, and there's a lot of sort of social political stuff going on. It's not you know, it's not the world is going to end.
I'm sticking with it. I want it to get a bit punchier.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a bit languorous and it's not as real as perhaps some of the other political stuff we've seen in Canberra, partly because of access, I think partly because of money, and I think partly because, look, some series do focus on what they've got, the talents they've got, and the talents in that one are clearly the actors, so they're going to focus on the lead characters rather than all the other stuff, which is something...
I don't want to be unfair. They are fantastic. Ed Mailman's great. Rachel Griffiths, terrific.
Yeah, but you see, something like Watchmen has got money coming out its ears. So there's all these little things. There might be one 15-minute scene where you go, geez, there's something in that. There's always something, whereas Australian really struggles to have these really rich, textured, moneyed, dare I say it, TV series that just have you fascinated.
What are your picks for the rest of the week?
Just quickly, David Chang, the American restaurateur, has Breakfast, Lunch and Dinner on Netflix, which looks fun. He goes to global cities around the world. The Kominsky Method, second series on Netflix, and Will and Grace's final series begins on Stan this Friday, if you've ever been into Will and Grace over its many, many years.
Michael Boddy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.